the new dark carriages are obviously needed, but it doesn't mean that other investment can't happen simultaneously on the Sligo-Dublin line, which is a huge piece of infrastructure that's vital to everybody travelling along that line, and that needs to be improved. I've been asking for a long time for investment to be made in this line. The recent announcement about infrastructure, rail infrastructure projects, the actual double tracking of the line between Maynooth and Mullingar, which was a priority and which Irish Rail themselves were asking for over the past few years, that's been taken off the priority list. That would have meant that the time it takes to get from Sligo to Dublin would be reduced, and that would include improving time travel for Sligo passengers as well, and passengers all, who live all the way along and in the region, all the way along that line. So that's one very disappointing piece of news. The other one is that there's no mention of improving capacity at Sligo stations or Clooney or Carrick and Shannon or Drummond or stations along the line. They need to be able to provide space for people to actually travel, you know, that they can park their car and get on the train, travel to Dublin and come back. If you're increasing the amount of trains, but you're not decreasing the length of time it takes to get from Sligo to Dublin, I can't see how that's going to improve things. They have mentioned that there's going to be a new loop passing section between Sligo and Boyle, but again, the entire line needs to be upgraded. What I think that they should be doing is maybe to have, you know, two trains running every day that don't stop at every single station along the way. And that can be addressed by increasing the parking at different stations. So people would drive an extra couple of miles to park at a station if they knew that the train was going to get there, you're going to get to Dublin quicker, particularly for appointments. It's different if you're going up visiting or if you're going shopping for the day, but if you have to be there early in the morning for work or appointments, you have to be there, you have to get there as quickly as possible. So that could be an option, that you cut out some of the, now that mightn't be very popular, but if you know, it could possibly work if you give people an option to travel on the train that doesn't stop at every station.